This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Looking for a job is lonely. Endless searching, phone calls that go nowhere, applications that vanish into thin air. What if you could link with dozens of local companies who are hiring right now with just one connection? That's Express Employment Professionals. Find us at expresspros.com. One connection, endless opportunities, and no fees ever for job seekers. Express Employment Professionals. expresspros.com.
It is the WIP Morning Show. John Ritchie and James Seltzer in for Joe DeCamera today. Rhea Hughes, Francisco Rojas hanging out, reacting to incredibly disappointing news. Jose Alvarado, 80-game suspension, out for the playoffs this year. He will not be able to play in the playoffs for the Phillies. How do they recover? What does Dombrowski do? And again, on a day that otherwise was a magical Phillies day, with Mick Abril, six shutout, nine strikeouts, no walks, by the way. We didn't mention that in the open, but nine strikeouts, no walks. And the whole thing with him was
precision,
the control.
Man.
And he was confident and attacked the strike zone.
Oh, my gosh.
Going up against Paul Skeens, this guy who's like almost mythical right now. And, you know, same age,
and
essentially.
He was mythical. I mean,
awesome.
He played that way.
He's awesome. And he's one of those guys you just watch him and you're like, yep, I get it.
Yeah.
He lost his complete game. He couldn't pitch an eight-inning complete game for Skeens, but. You know, can't do much more to win a game
for
your team.
Lost all four of his last starts.
Yeah.
I mean, it's like you feel bad for him.
I do. Well, Bob Nutting, the owner there, is a travesty. It's a disgrace. That is the word. He is a disgrace. That guy makes money hand over fist owning a baseball team and puts none of it back.
Maybe we could go buy him.
In a second. Are you kidding me?
Now,
here's what we're talking about. Oh, we don't want to trade Miller. All of it. Painter, Miller, Crawford, all three. I don't know if you get Skeens. Like, I'm not kidding. You know, it's insane. All right, 215-592-9494. So call in on the Alvarado thing, the Phillies weekend. Twitter poll question of the day, in addition, is sponsored by Armin Chevrolet. Proud to, again, be PA's number one Chevrolet EV dealer. Now in stock, the Equinox, Blazer, and Silverado's EVs. Together, let's drive. ArminChevy.com. Two Twitter poll questions of the day for you today. The first, who wins the NBA Finals? The four teams still alive. The Knicks, the Pacers, the Thunder, and the Timberwolves. Justin D'Orazio, if you're listening, you might need to fix that poll. It says Knicks, Packer, Thunder, Timberwolves. So let's redo that one with the Pacers on there, but that is what it's supposed to be. And then I know Joe, and I believe you too, John Ritchie, answered this in the opposing way of what I would say, but who are you rooting for? Knicks, Pacers. I'm obviously the Pacers. You're rooting for the Knicks in this series, right? You don't hate the Knicks the
I
way
don't
they
hate
play
them
and
the
stuff.
Way that you
yeah.
do.
Well, I don't. It's not that I hate. I don't hate them. I can't root for them to succeed. If
I like the
sense.
Way they play basketball.
Yeah, I get it. And look, it's good for the sport and all that. And it's fun to watch MSG with all the, you know, Spike Lee and Chalamet and this. Like, it's fun. Like, it is an entertaining watch. But
I also like to point out their fans are terrible as well.
They did. Yeah. Yep. Philly fans doing it again.
Poor kid. Well, he's not smart walking around MSG with a. Was it Halliburton jersey
on? Yeah, I believe so.
They threw a bag of trash at his head.
It's crazy.
I mean,
that was
nuts.
So get voting now on the Twitter polls. We'll check the results later in the show. All right, 215-592-9494, for a reaction to the Alvarado news, to the Phillies weekend. And again, your chance to come to a Phillies game with us. Hang out with us. It's an awesome time. They're playing the Cubs June 11th. We'll be there. with you if you give us the best answer to the question, what is the best performance by a non-actor in a movie? All right, 215-592-9494. Let's go to the phones and talk to our buddy JP. Hey, JP.
Hey, guys. It's been a while. How you been?
Great, JP.
Man, what a weekend to be a Phillies fan in 48 hours. Oh, my God.
Roller coaster, yeah.
Man, I'm telling you, my brain, my anxiety couldn't take it this weekend.
Hey, and we haven't talked about the fact Bryce is swinging it pretty well. Like, it looks like Bryce is going to be back here. So that feels good. This team could take off if we could get an intimidating closer.
And you guys said it earlier, like, and I thought about it, like, this morning. I'm like, what does this mean for the rest of the team? Like, could this be like a trickle-down effect? Like, what are we going to do for pitching now? Like, I mean, this is crazy. Like, it's a roller coaster, but that's why we're sports fans.
No, and you're right, and it is. And look, I think the Phillies, and we'll play some of the audio as the show goes on of Dombrowski and Thompson and stuff, but they are clearly messaging this as, hey, just like an injury out for the year.
Like an injury.
Well, no, the effect is, right? The ultimate end result is the same thing as if he just, you know, tore his elbow or something.
Sometimes they're way too calm for me.
But that's not what happened. No. Alvarado deserves to be ripped for this. I mean, he has let this team down, let the fan base down. He was a massively important member of this team, and they're not going to have him.
And here's my thing. Like, with all, like, the steroids in baseball that we went through, like, how stupid can you be? Like, there's people on your team that can say, hey, I'm taking this. Can you take a look at it?
You can go to the management. You can go to Major League Baseball directly. They have approved things, lists, all this stuff. He had a million different ways that he could have avoided
all the resources in the world to know what he can and can't take.
I feel bad for the fans, for us fans. I feel bad for the rest of the team. I mean, this stinks. This does. This really stinks. Yeah. And I don't feel bad for him. I feel sorry for the Phillies and the fans.
Yep, same. Yes. 100% the same. JP, you got an answer for us for best performance by a non-actor in a movie?
I do. And I was going to go one answer. I was going back and forth, but I'm going to go with Lady Gaga in A Star Is Born.
Dude, that's a great whatever. I don't know what you're choosing between, but that's a pretty awesome. She was
awesome.
That's one of those where I watched it and I was like, I had no idea she could do that. Like, wow.
It made me an even bigger Gaga fan. And like, I was a big fan of her
music. She's
fantastic,
yeah.
I didn't know anything about everything else. I'd only heard.
Me too.
Man, so talented.
Yeah, that could win. All right, 215-592-9494. Let's get to the window to the weekend.
Sponsored by Guided Door and Window. Receive 20% off all windows and doors with no money down and up to 3 years to pay off interest-free. Call Guided Door and Window today at 1-877-GO-GUIDE or visit goguida.com.
All right, we mentioned the Phillies. Obviously, the basketball, which we just referred to in the poll this weekend. The Thunder yesterday just walloped the Nuggets in Game 7.
The Nuggets were up big in the beginning.
Yeah, they were early. They were up 10, 11 early to start, and then
turned. And then a five-minute span,
by
it
halftime,
went to
it was
23.
Over. Yeah, by halftime, it was over. They were up 14, I think, at the half, and never looked back. And look, they were the better team, and they showed it. The Knicks also advanced by similar type of game, just whooping on the Celtics, the Celtics team that just looked like they had nothing left without Tatum. We have a final four, as we mentioned, of the Timberwolves and the Thunder and the Knicks and the Pacers. Also in hockey, we got our final four this weekend. The Panthers and the Stars close out their series, both beating Canadian teams. Shame. The Edmonton Oilers, yep. It's the Panthers and the Hurricanes in the East and then the Stars and the Oilers in the West. The Oilers now carry the mantle. John, do you realize that it has been since 1993, 32 years since a Canadian team has hoisted the Stanley Cup?
I did not realize
the Montreal Canadiens in 1993 are the last Canadian team to win
That's
the Stanley
stunning.
Cup. Isn't that stunning? It really is shocking. It is hard to believe, and it's a shame because, you know, they care more about hockey than we do.
They really
real
do
about it, you know.
Not right.
So hopefully Edmonton can get it done, but that's what's going on. Then some big football news, John. Your thoughts on Brock Purdy getting paid? For those who didn't see it, Brock Purdy gets a 5-year, $265 million contract, $181 million of it guaranteed, a real deal contract for Brock Purdy. What were your thoughts when you saw that news?
That's sort of the way of
it's just what
the,
it is,
the
right?
League. Yeah, the next. It really is. It proof for anyone who was wondering, like, Brock Purdy really is that good? For I think some people in Philadelphia were unwilling to give him much credit.
Mm-hmm.
He really is legit. And
this episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average, and auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
If you're ready for a new job, let Express Employment Professionals help you. Express is already hiring for summer jobs in a variety of industries. Job seekers never pay a fee at Express. Go to expresspros.com to find your location. That's expresspros.com.
You know, they didn't seem like they were initially as anxious to go here as I expected, because it really was like pulling teeth, it seemed. But which was surprising, with John Lynch being, you know, their GM, I felt like there was more acrimony attached to these negotiations than I was expecting. But yeah, they're done, and that's a lot of money, man. That's a lot of money for a guy that I know is
good, know but how good, right?
Yeah, I know he's going to study. I know he's going to be incredibly prepared. I know. I mean, and he's got. He's got a good arm.
Look, he almost won the Super Bowl. He's got enough. Like, he came this close to winning the Super Bowl. Like, but
I just still hold a lot against him, I guess, because he wasn't a big
prospect. He's Mr. Irrelevant.
Yeah, and no matter how well he plays, there's something in the back of my mind trying to rationalize, okay, he's not there are reasons why he was drafted where he was. He's really good, though.
Yeah.
I mean, he has surpassed every expectation, very clearly, very obviously. But the calm demeanor, like he really has that Joe Montana thing working for him, which they of course love in the Bay Area, the Joe Cool idea. You know, out there people talk all the time about the huddle story and the Super Bowl,
the John Candy thing.
It does feel like Brock Purdy is nonplussed like that. You know, like he's out there and it's just like, hey, guys, let's just go have fun. Let's just go do this thing. And he feels like a leader. And the guys in that locker room, that's what they say. They follow him. So more power to him. It is shocking to consider when I think about the way I felt about Brock Purdy 2 years ago. But the last 2 years have been good. Brock Purdy has been outstanding with the way he's played. And man, I guess they're paying.
Yeah, look, but to your point, he earned it. He earned it. And look, like him or hate him, for the Mr. Irrelevant to make $265 million in a contract. I mean, prior to him, Ryan Succop, the kicker, if y'all remember Ryan Succop, was the best Mr. Irrelevant ever.
Really?
Of all the draft picks ever, the most successful NFL career was Ryan Succop. And this guy just got a $265 million contract. Like, just as a sports fan, that's a pretty neat thing.
Well, it's amazing. It's amazing how much the mindset, how much the just the
above the shoulders matters.
Yeah. Calm nature. Like, there's something to that. He has that special something where he just doesn't get ruffled up about, you know, about anything. Which is bizarre in most circumstances, but for an NFL quarterback, it's exactly what you want. Like Tom Brady, part of why I think he's not as good talking about stuff is because he doesn't get as ruffled as he needs to.
Yeah, it's possible. 215-592-9494. All right, back to the phones again, chiming in on the Alvarado thing. Jose Alvarado, in case you're just waking up to it, and if you are, I'm sorry to have to tell you it, but Jose Alvarado suspended 80 games for a PED violation and will not be able to pitch in the playoffs for the Phillies this year. Otherwise, a great weekend for the Phillies. Mick Abel yesterday, the sweep, but the Alvarado news hanging over it. Chime in on now, 215-592-9494. That's what Sean in South Philly's doing. What up, Sean?
Hey, good morning. Good morning. So first I want to talk about the Alvarado. I'm very disappointed, you know, because the potential this year for the Phillies is obviously to be in contention for the World Series. But I have to assume that when you're taking any kind of drug, you let the organization know or you check the list. Is this going to be on the list? There's got to be some self-responsibility on the Phillies' part and the manager's part. If he's saying he knew, someone's got to know about it.
Well, they didn't know necessarily that he was taking the diet supplement. Like, we don't know that he communicated to them.
He spoke in spring training about, you know, that he
losing
came in,
weight.
Losing weight.
Yeah.
He said he changed his diet. He was eating more protein.
Yep.
He wasn't eating what he called a typical Latin. He cut out rice and
beans.
Yeah,
I remember you doing that, talking about that. Yeah.
So, yeah, that wasn't true.
Yeah, yeah. Sean, I get your point, and I definitely think Alvarado full culpability.
Correct.
We don't know. The Phillies might know more. They might have, you know, but my guess is if the Phillies found out he was taking this, they would have had him stop. So I don't know that we can pass the blame on the Phillies.
No, there's no blame on them, although they might have side-eyed the increase in velocity.
Sure. You know,
I mean, it was,
yeah,
it usually
you're
doesn't
right.
happen.
It was big. No, that's a fair point. Go ahead, Sean.
And then also I want to say, you know, I'm not a Knicks fan. I am a Brunson fan. I don't, at this point, obviously, you know, our team is worse than it could possibly be with putting it on the court. But, you know, I really would like, I love the, like John said, I like the grunt. I like the hard work, the blue-collar work of Brunson and the Knicks right now. I think he's very underrated. I think, you know, I would like to see what he's going to do. But,
me too.
And I'm just, you know, it's great to see a Philly person do great. Unfortunately, he plays for one of the teams
that
wish would fall into the ocean sometimes. But
I feel the same way, man. Sean, you
because
got
because they're going to win and run their mouth.
Yeah. Sean, you got an answer for us for
I do.
What do you got?
I'm going to go back to the 80s. John Matuszak, who played Sloth in the Goonies.
Oh, yeah, there you go. Good answer. Yeah.
Wow, that is going back.
And a more iconic, I guess, a good performance, all things considered, if it wasn't, you know.
Everyone loved Sloth.
Yeah, Chunk loved him. Chunk loved Sloth.
Yeah.
You know, Sloth loved Chunk.
And that was the only Matuszak. Was that? No, I guess he was in some other stuff.
Yeah, but either way, you don't think of him as an actor first, and that's the key. Like, like for example, someone like The Rock, I think, has become an actor now, where, you know, if before it would have been, oh, he's a wrestler, entertainer, whatever. Mm-hmm. Now he's an actor, so he wouldn't count anymore. It's someone who you still think of as that. Like, you know, not to take an answer off the board, but for example, Hulk Hogan as Thunderlips, like, I think of Hulk Hogan as a wrestler first, that would count as an answer, because as Thunderlips, you know, you think of him as Hulk Hogan.
All right. Not anymore.
I thought he did an incredible job.
I thought it was great, Thunderlips. I'm with you.
Hulk Hogan in Rocky
III
was really good.
I agree with you.
And it was just, he wasn't doing anything
special. Couple scenes,
doing, when he just played calm, not crazy Thunderlips, I remember as a little kid, I was blown away.
Yeah, I'm with
you. Now, that doesn't take much to impress, like, the 9-year-old,
yeah,
I guess.
True.
But he was showing, like, I don't know, real aptitude at way back then, 1983, whatever that was.
215-592-9494. All right, we'll continue to take your calls. Again, your chance to come to a Phillies game with us. Give us the best answer for a best performance by a non-actor in a movie. Plus, coming up next, a wild thing with this year's NBA Final Four. We'll tell you about that next coming up as well. And again, your calls on the Phillies, the Alvarado thing, 215-592-9494.
FanDuel, in partnership with Valley Forge Casino, is the best place to find all your favorite player props. And now you can make the smarter play with new performance trends. Want to see if a guy's hitting that over consistently? Or maybe they've been flirting with a potential triple-double? Get the latest stats right inside the app and see who's heating up. And then once the game starts, that's when things get interesting. Go to FanDuel.com/JohnR, J-O-N-R, and you can combine live prop bets into a same-game parlay for a chance to win big. If you don't already have FanDuel, it's not too late to get in on the action. You'll get started with $200 in bonus bets if your first $5 bet wins. So just visit FanDuel.com/JohnR, J-O-N-R, to join today. Make every moment more with FanDuel, official sports betting partner of the NBA. FanDuel Sportsbook is the official partner of 94WIP as well. That's FanDuel.com/JohnR, J-O-N-R, to get started and win today.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Looking for a job is lonely. Endless searching, phone calls that go nowhere, applications that vanish into thin air. What if you could link with dozens of local companies who are hiring right now with just one connection? That's Express Employment Professionals. Find us at expresspros.com. One connection, endless opportunities, and no fees ever for job seekers. Express Employment Professionals. expresspros.com.
Dollar Shave Club is the real grooming MVP. Their six-blade razor gives you the closest, most comfortable shave. The four-blade features Swift Rinse Tech for longer, thicker hair. And the handle has a no-slip 360-degree diamond pattern grip for comfort and control. Shave butter works great with their razors. It's translucent for precision and delivers a long-lasting glide that hydrates the skin. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun and use code HOMERUN for 20% off your order of $20 or more. Plus free shipping. Whatever you shave, welcome to the club.
Hey everyone, summer is just around the corner and May's packed with reasons to celebrate. Whether you're firing up the grill for a backyard barbecue, soaking up the sun by the pool, or enjoying a long weekend with friends and family, Whole Foods Market makes it easy to kick off the season with great everyday prices on high quality favorites from fresh produce to grilling essentials. Let's dive into the savings and get your summer fun started right. Personally, I love how easy Whole Foods Market makes it to pull together a last-minute gathering. I was there recently picking up a few things for a cookout, and those yellow low-price signs are no joke. I grabbed their No Antibiotics Ever Ground Turkey and a few 365 by Whole Foods Market Organic Salad Kits. Honestly, so convenient and surprisingly affordable. The quality is still everything you'd expect, but I definitely felt like I was scoring a deal, which I love. Plus those yellow sale signs, I make a beeline for them now. Especially when I saw strawberries on sale, we went through two cartons in one day. Save on May celebrations with great everyday prices at Whole Foods Market.